Introduction. The debate around whether digital innovation will impact the oil and gas industry is well and truly over. First, capital market pressures have built to a point where the industry has needed to respond. Second, the pandemic of 2020 forced the industry to deploy some digitally enabled changes to its business model to survive. These two forces have combined to create a kind of great leap forward. One industry executive described the scale of the resulting shift as the equivalent of accomplishing 20 years of change in just 20 months. Let's begin with capital markets and the pressure that has been increasing there for some time. After 100 years, Exxon was dropped from the Dow Jones Industrial Average Index, and institutional shareholders voted 3 dissident directors to its board. Funds such as BlackRock announced that investment in the industry would now depend on clear and accountable actions to address climate issues. Norway's Sovereign Wealth Fund announced full divestiture of fossil fuels from its portfolio. Royal Dutch Shell lost an important court case in its home market because its efforts to decarbonize were too slow. Pipeline companies in North America have abandoned projects that otherwise serve to improve the energy security of the continent. The International Energy Agency, IEA, published studies showing that renewable energies are now cost competitive in all markets relative to fossil fuels, and that all fossil fuel investments must halt if the strictures of the Paris Climate Accords are to be met. The pandemic forced a swift response. Social distancing measures, such as working from home, were quickly put in place, leveraging the latent capability to telework, which was part of the technology infrastructure deployed previously by the industry. Managers rearranged paper-based office work that formerly depended on people working in physically close teams and accelerated the adoption of electronic documents and workflows. Even trading teams were banished from their purpose-built trading floors and sent home to carry on from kitchen counters, second bedrooms, and garages. Closed borders blocked the usual level of travel for training, conferences, trade shows, deal-making, and research, all of which were quickly reconfigured for a virtual world. Slow-moving projects to create remote control rooms and digital oil fields hustled over the finish line and into production. Quietly, oil and gas companies are reporting the surprising benefits from the shift. Permanent cost reductions are dropping into place. The productivity of the workforce has maintained its usual level and, in many cases, is increasing. Some assets, such as real estate, have suddenly become surplus to need. Emissions levels are improving, incidentally from more efficient work design that entails less driving, and explicitly from better decision-making on investments that involve emissions in some fashion. Capital is still tight, but mergers take place. The industry has received a number of critical messages from this period in its history. Capital did not return to the industry even during the pandemic, and governments are more resolute than ever to promote alternative energy systems. The oil and gas industry can successfully implement change much more quickly than was assumed. The abundance of caution that typifies oil and gas decision-making may be overly strict. Oil and gas operations, previously dismissive of digital innovation, and where most operating cost and the bulk of the capital expense resides, also benefit from digital improvements. The scale of benefits unlocked by adopting digital innovations in cost reduction and productivity gains can greatly exceed expectations. Digital innovations play a surprising role in both enabling business improvement gains and improving environmental performance. New business models are accessible once the basics of digital innovations are in place. The survivors will be those who figure out how to take these insights on board, embed them in their business strategies, and move decisively to reposition their operations along digital lines. The how of digital. Even prior to the events of 2020, we were asked about when we would turn to the next installment of this epic story of change. Oil and gas professionals were already sensing that digital was an inevitable feature of the future in oil and gas, and some companies had already moved ahead of their peers in embracing this future. As Corey Berg, Vice President of Financial and Information Services at NAL Resources, put it, "We have to do things we never planned to do, and we don't have the skills to do it, and we have to do it faster." Now that the whole industry has accepted the why of digital, the next question is how. How to do digital better, faster, and with the greatest impact. This book sets out to answer these questions. What are the drivers of change for oil and gas, and how can they be best harnessed? Which digital technologies are proving themselves to be instrumental to the industry, and how are they being deployed? How are business models evolving to take advantage of digital change? How is the talented workforce of oil and gas professionals best engaged in the change? How are companies successfully implementing digital change? It is unnecessary to read our previous book, Bits, Bytes, and Barrels, about digital innovation in oil and gas, to benefit from this book, but readers might find it helpful. Who should read this book? Our overarching goal with this book is to help the industry accelerate its adoption of digital innovation. We are currently deeply dependent on fossil fuel products, and we need to accelerate our transition to a different fuel mix. The industry now agrees that digital innovations are a pathway to lower costs, better productivity, and reduced emissions. The COVID-19 pandemic proved that the industry can change quickly. The question is how? How to move faster? Aiming primarily at the oil and gas industry, we set out to write this book with several goals in mind, namely, to help interested parties do the following. Focus attention. The technology landscape is complex and evolving, and almost all innovative technologies appear to offer significant benefits. Those that are unlocking new business models warrant greater urgency. Embrace the whole industry. The oil and gas industry is broad. Onshore, offshore, upstream, midstream, downstream, refining, distribution, and retail. Digital innovation impacts the breadth of the industry. Guide leaders. Those tasked with driving digital change are looking for specific tactics, insights, and moves they can make. They are particularly challenged with helping oil and gas workers, who have never experienced a combined energy transition and a digital transformation, cope with feelings of confusion, abandonment, and uncertainty. Speak plainly. The digital industry and the oil and gas industry have their respective terminology, abbreviations, and insider language. To be effective, the conversation needs to cut through the obscurity and provide meaningful insight. That said, the use of some industry terminology is necessary. And to aid understanding, there is a glossary provided at the back of this book. The first time a term appears, it is set in bold to signal its inclusion in the glossary. With this in mind, the book will appeal to many different audiences. Oil and gas industry leaders preparing their companies for an uncertain future. Industry professionals navigating their careers through these sweeping changes. Students in petroleum engineering and geology looking to better understand the evolving industry. Entrepreneurs wishing to disrupt the industry through new business concepts. Supply chain companies, field services, hardware, technical goods, addressing digital in their businesses and with their customers. And technology companies wishing to penetrate the industry and seeking points of entry. Oil and gas is a gigantic industry, reaching into every country on the planet. Regardless of what aspect of the value chain, upstream, midstream, downstream, is of interest, you will likely find this book of value. It is weighted to the asset-centric, business-to-business parts of the industry. Navigating the content. Depending on your areas of focus and interest, you may find some chapters more valuable than others. What follows is a brief overview of the content by chapter, so that you may dip in and out as best suits your needs. Chapter 1 sets out the forces of change facing the industry, which include the ongoing impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic and pandemics to follow, capital market demands for improved resilience, and environmental pressures to reduce the ancillary impacts of the industry. It also looks at the narrative of the industry and the debate of the future of oil and gas. It should be of interest to all readers. Chapter 2 reviews leading digital innovations and how they are being used in the industry. This chapter will be of particular interest to technology companies and entrepreneurs seeking to understand how receptive players in the industry have been to digital innovations therein. Chapter 3 discusses the new business models in oil and gas that are creating fresh opportunities for entrepreneurship and a cleaner and safer future. All readers should find this chapter inspiring, as these new business models have the potential to disrupt the industry at scale. Chapter 4 reveals the impacts that these changes are having on people and talent, since digital change is really about change management. Anyone in a role that includes leading teams or helping people come to grips with digitally driven change will relish this chapter. Chapter 5 presents 9 case study companies from across the industry: equipment suppliers, upstream, midstream, downstream, integrated oil and gas, and services that are investing in driving change, and reveals the tactics they employ and the results they achieve. Those tasked with leading or driving digital change in the industry will find inspiration in their work and the collection of tactics very helpful. When you reach the end of this book, you will better understand the changes that the industry must embrace for its success, and you will have a solid grasp of the successful tactics that leaders need to deploy to accelerate the transition. You may have noted that this book has 2 authors. For simplicity's sake, we have written from a first-person perspective. For clarity, all of the anecdotes reflect Jeffrey's direct experience from working in the industry.